In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and happy Wednesday. I hope that your week is going well. We are back again with another episode. Good to be with you. And before we jump in, though, I wanted to mention, you know, we are always looking to expand the Common Prayer community. And so we would love for you to share this podcast, share these episodes with others around you that you may find that may benefit from this. And so spread the word. We would love to continue to grow the community around Common Prayer. We find it so vibrant, so good to hear from some of you about the way that this is impacting you. And so we're just so gracious for that. So we would love for you to reach out, ask a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a sibling, whoever it is, see if they wanted to listen along and join us as well. So as we get ready for the episode today, as we get ready to open the scriptures and hear from the Holy Spirit once more, let's begin in a time of silence to center ourselves. And I want us to maybe do this time of silence with a breath prayer. I know sometimes we do this, sometimes we don't, but I think it's a great way to just kind of focus your mind on a particular prayer. So let's begin. I want us to use this breath prayer of just this simple phrase that goes like this. So take a deep exhale. And I want you to just consider the phrase, Lord, speak, your servant is listening. For the next minute, fall into the cadence of your breath, just repeating that prayer between you and God. Lord, speak, your servant is listening. Our scripture for today comes directly from the teachings of Jesus in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46. It's a little long, so bear with me. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, for you are cursed. Into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was ill and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or ill or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. You know, this is one of those teachings of Jesus that many of us love to recite. We like to pull out and talk about working for the least of these. But I think it's also one of those that when driven by self-reflection causes us a bit to stutter, a bit to humble ourselves, because it is a difficult teaching of Jesus. You know, the main text, the thrust of it is really straightforward. It centers around, you know, that God will judge us based on how we care for those around us, how we care for those specifically in need. And I find it fascinating, you know, at least one of the elements of the text is that, you know, Jesus aligns his very presence with the least of these. Right? He says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And then he goes on that list where, you know, where you found me thirsty and gave me something to drink, gave, you know, found me in need and clothed me, and on and on. Like, in some way, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus is acutely with those in need. And so Jesus says, "You'll find me there. You'll serve me in that space. When you serve the least of these, you are serving Jesus." And so for him and his teaching right here, this is what makes the division between those who follow him and those who do not. It's how we care for the least of these brothers and sisters. You know, part of the readings for this week we're in is also dealing with the prophet Malachi. And Malachi talks specifically about this as well. He says that when we betray the covenant of God, it's usually because we've abandoned the orphan and the widow and the foreigner. The prophets continually connected this idea of care for the other and our love and devotion and our piety towards God. And so I think the upshot seems pretty clear for us that both individually and corporately, we are called to help those in need. But notice that Jesus really doesn't give explicit details on what this help would look like. I mean, yes, he talks about giving a cup of water and food. And of course, those are essential needs. But I think there's a way in which we can recapture the very work that we all do. Right? We work in a way to provide for ourselves. We work to provide for those dependent on us. But there's a third category for the follower of Jesus that we go about our work, is we work to care also for the least of these. And so as we go through our week, as we find ourselves on this Wednesday in the middle of the work week, in the middle of the grind, may we remember this third category in which we care for. We work to care for our needs, our loved ones' needs, and also the needs of those around us. We find ways to help provide basic necessities for those that are without. You see that the follower of Jesus has a different lens in which they view their own work and action in the economy. As we find various ways to show up and to care for the least of these around us. And maybe for you, this is a bit of a different lens, a different view to approach your work. Maybe it's today or this week. Is you consider the very mundane tasks of all of our jobs as a way in which we can provide for those around us, for our brothers and sisters. And so for our prayer time together, I'm just going to invite us to reflect a little bit on that, to reflect on who God may be calling us to bring that basic connection, need, and love to. Because the follower of Jesus is called to that. It's called to have that kind of lens. And what I think is so beautiful about this teaching, and so challenging, is that the very presence of God is with the least of these. What we do unto them, we do to him. So if you are looking for the presence of God, you can find it most assuredly as you work with those who are most needy around us. What a beautiful image of a God of solidarity. So let's spend a moment. Again, maybe take a few deep breaths, settle into where you're at. As we begin our meditation, I just want you to bring to mind the imagery of this parable of Jesus, this idea of a shepherd separating out the sheep from the goats. In some ways, we're all a bit of a mishmash of that. We all have moments we're proud of in the way that we serve and love the Lord. And there's also those uglier moments in which we allow our greed and our self-centeredness to rise to the surface. So bring to mind this image of a loving shepherd looking out over its flock. But then as Jesus, the shepherd, looks out over his people, he begins to see his true followers by those who care for the needy around them. So what is the work that's before you, that God's calling you to do? Again, it may not be as explicit as we're used to, thinking that it's just sitting with the homeless or the poor. And of course, those are valid things that we must all do. But what would it look like to have something else, something that also offers a vision for the poor? Maybe that's through working diligently at your job and reevaluating your economic situation through the lens of caring for those around us. What is the work that God has placed before you? Have you viewed it through that lens of not only taking care of you and your loved ones, but also taking care of those around us? Now I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind maybe someone who may be in need around you. Maybe a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, someone for whom 2020 has been especially brutal. Allow that name or that face to surface. And as that name surfaces, I invite you to just ask the Holy Spirit what it is they may have you do to reach out to them. Is it a phone call? Is it sending a gift card? Is it a time of prayer for them? What is the way in which you can care for that person or that family? I want to close our time with maybe a familiar prayer, one of my favorite prayers by St. Francis of Assisi. And I hope that it allows us to maybe stir our minds towards how we can care for others. It says this: Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.